you all. Hope we won't take it personally if you keep your coat on. You might need to today. We should have just changed all the songs and made them action songs, and then we would have been fine, wouldn't we? But you can still dance if you want to, or whatever you need to do to keep warm, make sure that you do that this morning. But it's really lovely to see you all. And yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful start to the new year, isn't it, to be here together, to come and to worship God here in Freedom. So just a few notices. Our service next week is at Bethesda, and Lorraine will be leading that service. So it's a joint service together. But the day before that, on Saturday, next Saturday evening, it's a film night here. So if you are intending to come, please do let Diane know. Oh, I think I saw somebody with a little book. Yes, please. Yeah, Mary. Let Mary know if you're wanting to come along. That's wonderful. Have we had any birthdays in the last week, I wonder? No birthdays? No? Too cold for birthdays? Well, wonderful. So let's begin our worship this morning. We're going to hear some words from Jeremiah, and Pauline is going to read for us. Thank you, Pauline.
The first reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 33. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And today we get to acknowledge that God is our Father, and that we are his people here in this place, and we will be renewing our covenant with him later in the service, and we look forward to that, and the opportunity and the space and the time and the reflection that we get to once again think about our personal relationship with Jesus. So it's an important service, isn't it, in our year and in our walk with him. So let's start our worship as we sing together Love Divine, or Love's Excelling.
Could I just say that today is Heather and Derek's 57th wedding anniversary. Mm. And that's why she's not here. And when I spoke to her last night and told her the hymns we were having, Love Divine was one of her hymns.
Oh.
So we think of her as we sing today.
Please take a seat as we continue in prayer. Faithful and gracious God, as we stand at the beginning of a new year, we praise you for being the God who makes all things new. You are the one who speaks hope into the future and faithfulness into every generation. We thank you for your promise of a new covenant, not written on stone, but written on our hearts. Thank you that you draw us close, that you choose to be our God, and that you call us to be your people. At this turning of the year, we give you thanks. Thanks that your promises do not expire with time. Thanks that your love never fails. And thanks that your purposes are still unfolding for us every day. Write your ways within us new this morning, Lord. Shape our thoughts, guide our choices, and renew our hearts. By your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Shall we stand together as we continue in worship and in song? We're going to sing 10,000 Reasons.
Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment round him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there, with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
That was lovely to see that gospel reading visualized, wasn't it? We're going to have our last reading now before Peter brings us his word. So Joan, thank you. She's going to bring us a reading from Revelation.
The second reading is from Revelation chapter 3, verses 20 to 22. "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches." This is the word of the Lord.
Lord, we thank you for your living presence as we step into this new year with you and with one another. And Lord, we pray that your word may speak to our hearts words of comfort and challenge today, that we may go from here saying, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord in 2026. Amen." Well, good morning, everyone, and a very happy new year to you and to your families. And we thank Joe and Sheila for leading us in our worship this morning. Well, what does the new year bring to you? And what do you bring to the new year? I was led to choose that gospel reading for our service today. It might be an unusual choice. We often hear that account, which was from John's Gospel in chapter 21, at Easter. But it seemed appropriate to me to hear that encounter and let it speak to our hearts on this first Sunday of the new year. As we approach Epiphany, the light of Christ shines as we have lit our center candle. Our gospel reading today began with not success, not with great joy, but with disappointment and emptiness. The disciples had labored all night, doing something they're normally very good at. That is how they make their living. And yet, fishing all night, they had caught nothing. Their labor was in vain. And as we enter into this new year, we may not enter this new year feeling full of the joys of the new year, confident in making new resolutions. Some have had a very difficult start to the new year, I know, through bereavement, through sickness, through family trouble. So this new year might look very similar to the old year. And it's right to acknowledge that and to be honest to God and to bring that to Him today as we renew our covenant. We begin in honesty. And we might, like those disciples, just admit to God any emptiness, any failures. And like the disciples, we may feel as churches, we have labored in the darkness and have seen little reward. Yes, we in many ways come empty-handed into this new year with empty nets. We brought nothing into the world, the Bible says, and maybe we can say we bring nothing into this new year. We come empty-handed. And when we're honest to God, that's a good place to start, because it then means that we can say, we need Jesus. We need the Lord as we start this new year. We're not self-dependent. We're not proud of our own achievements or successes or goals, resolutions. We need Jesus for today and for every day in 2026. And the good news is, Jesus comes to you. Early that morning, the risen Lord appeared to them on the shore. But they did not know it was the Lord. And early in the morning of this new year, Jesus comes and stands on the shoreline of your life and my life. Jesus appears to you today. Can you recognize him? He is closer than you think. And his voice confirmed to the disciples what they already knew: empty nets and empty lives. But then came a new instruction from the Lord. Throw your net on the right side, and then you will find some fish. It didn't make sense to them. They hadn't caught anything at night, the best time for fishing.
How would they catch anything in broad daylight when the fish were hiding? But you see, Jesus invited them to trust him. To trust him. Put their trust in him alone and not in themselves. To obey his instruction. It didn't make sense, but they acted on his word. And we can do the same today as we renew our covenant with God. Jesus invites you again today, saying, trust me. Trust me for today. Trust me for this year ahead. Do what I ask you to do. When Jesus speaks, good things happen. And that was the case here. The fishermen hauled in a huge catch. What a surprise it was to them. And I'm sure their laughter and joy echoed around that lake early that morning. A great haul of fish. What does this teach us? It teaches us that in 2026, we can trust our generous Lord to provide, to surprise us, and to provide for us in every way. When we trust him, when we do what he says, do things his way, then comes the change and the transformation. Our emptiness is transformed by his fullness. And this is good news of great joy for us today as the church, that Jesus is still at work, still working miracles, still surprising his church today, and that he will provide, that we will not be left empty, that our nets will not be torn. But as a church and a circuit, our resources of ministry, of finances, of people, of skills and gifts will be provided for in 2026. Let's believe that. As long as the Lord Jesus is in our midst, we'll not be empty. We'll not be overstretched. We'll not be disappointed. And it's my prayer that Bethesda and Bethlehem, like those disciples, will continue to pull together, to work together. Yes, they had some work to do. It wasn't all the Lord. They had to haul in the net, the catch. And it's my prayer we'll continue to pull together, to continue our worship and service together as one, as his disciples. And our eyes will be opened, as it was for John. It is the Lord, he said. It is the Lord. And then with the disciple Peter, with great eagerness and haste, can we also hurry to greet and embrace the Lord this new year? To take a leap into the deep. Jesus is waiting for us. Here I am, he says. I stand at the door and I knock. And he stands at the door of this new year and he knocks on the door of our hearts and says, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them and they with me. And so it was on that sunlit shore, with echoes of the upper room, Jesus shared a meal on the beach, and he fed them. Jesus had prepared those coals, that fish and bread in advance. And likewise, Jesus is always one step ahead of us. He knows what we need, and he will supply our needs one day, one hour at a time. He will feed his flock. God will be your guide through the green pastures and through the rugged pathways of 2026. We're not promised that it'll all be calm seas. And listen to these words of a poem which remind us of God's presence in the days when the seas are rough. God has not promised skies ever blue, flower-strewn pathways all our life through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But he has promised strength for each day, rest after labor, light for our way. Grace for all trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. He will be with you every step. He will not forsake his covenant. And look, Jesus has set a meal for us on the shoreline of this new year, a meal of bread and wine. He invites us to feast with him on his living bread, bread from heaven, the bread of life, and the cup of salvation, the blood that covers all our sins and all the regrets of 2025. It's all washed away. We stand forgiven at the cross. He feeds us today, feeding us that as his church we may go and feed others and continue our ministries into this new year, serving the Lord. Yes, Jesus recommissions you today, calling you to be fishers of men and women, young people, bringing others into the fold of God's flock and care. And remember what followed that reading, when Jesus reinstated Peter, who had denied him three times, asking Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me best of all?" And with Peter, may we fall on our knees and say, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." May that be our confession today. Lord, you know that I love you. And may we know our covenant relationship strengthened, restored, made strong and renewed. Let us do his will, trust him with our lives and our future, and follow where he leads. For he says to you today, calling you by name, "Come, follow me. Come, follow me." Thank you, Lord, for the grace to respond today. Amen. A moment of quiet as we reflect on that word for us today. So we come to the renewal of our covenant, and our words from our Methodist service book will be on the screen. It might appear small, but I shall read it, and then there will be our prayer of confession with the response, Lord, forgive. So we recall how God made a covenant with the people of Israel, calling them to be a holy nation, chosen to bear witness to his steadfast love by finding delight in the law. The covenant was renewed in Jesus Christ our Lord, in his life, work, death, and resurrection. In him all people may be set free from sin and its power, and united in love and obedience. In this covenant, God promises us new life in Christ. For our part, we promise to live no longer for ourselves, but for God. We meet, therefore, as generations have met before us, to renew the covenant, which bound them and binds us to God. Let us then seek forgiveness for the sin by which we have denied God's claim upon us. Let us pray. God of mercy, hear us as we confess our sins. For the sin that has made us slow to learn from Christ, reluctant to follow him, and afraid to bear the cross. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has caused the poverty of our worship, the formality and selfishness of our prayers, our neglect of fellowship and the means of grace, and our hesitating witness for Christ. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has led us to misuse your gifts, evade our responsibilities, and fail to be good stewards of your creation. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has made us unwilling to overcome evil with good, tolerant of injustice, quick to condemn, and selfish in sharing your love with others. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. So we join in the prayer of King David from Psalm 51, saying together, have mercy on me, O God, in your constant love, in the fullness of your mercy. Blot out my offences, wash away all my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Give me the joy of your help again. Strengthen me with a willing spirit. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, to all who truly repent, this is his gracious word. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. Sheila's going to play for us our covenant hymn, Come, Let Us Use the Grace Divine. Please stand, and we will remain standing as you are able afterwards. Let us use the grace divine and all with one accord. Brothers in Christ, let us again accept our place within this covenant, which God has made with us and with all who are called to be Christ's disciples. This means that by the help of the Holy Spirit, we accept God's purpose for us and the call to love and serve God in all our life and work. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy, others are difficult. Some bring honor, others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and material interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. In others we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Yet the power to do all these things is given to us in Christ, who strengthens us. Therefore, let us make this covenant of God our own. Let us give ourselves to him, trusting in his promises and relying on his grace. Eternal God, in your faithful and enduring love, you call us to share in your gracious covenant in Jesus Christ. In obedience, we hear and accept your commands. In love, we seek to do your perfect will. With joy, we offer ourselves anew to you. And I'll give you a moment to read through the words of the covenant that you will make. And so we make our covenant promise, saying together, I am no longer my own but yours. Your will, not mine, be done in all things. Wherever you may place me, in all that I do, and in all that I may endure, when there is work for me, and when there is none, when I am troubled and when I am at peace, your will be done when I am valued and when I am disregarded, when I find fulfillment and when it is lacking, when I have all things and when I have nothing. I willingly offer all I have and am to serve you as and where you choose. Glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. May it be so forever. Let this covenant now made on earth be fulfilled in heaven. Amen. Please be seated as we continue in prayer. As we have entered this covenant, not for ourselves alone, but as God's servants and witnesses, let us pray for the church and for the world. Loving God, thank you that you call us to be your people, we lift up to you and pray for our whole Methodist Church. As we pray for your holy universal Catholic Church, we say, make us all one that the world may believe. Inspire and lead all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Establish justice and peace among all people. In the quietness, we lift up the needs of those we know suffering at this time. For the needs of our congregations, remembering today Ali's brother-in-law, Den. Lifting up Linda and family at this time. Remembering those who have lost loved ones over the Christmas or New Year period. Lord, have compassion on all who suffer from any sickness, grief, or trouble. Deliver them from their distress. We praise you for all your saints who have entered your eternal glory. Bring us all to share in your heavenly kingdom. And let us pray in silence for our own needs and for those of others this day. Lord our God, you have helped us by your grace to make these prayers. And you have promised through Christ our Lord that when two or three agree in his name, you will grant what they ask. Answer now your servants' prayers according to their needs. In this world, grant that we may truly know you, and in the world to come, graciously give us eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We shall now dedicate our gifts to the Lord. Lord, we once again bless you for all the gifts of the Advent, Christmas, and New Year season. We thank you for all the ways in saying Christ is born and among us, the Word made flesh. And Lord, we give to you these gifts and all those given directly. And Lord, with them ourselves, with them bread and wine for our communion, all for transformation by your love and grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. So we come to the Lord's table. beginning with our words of peace. The Lord has made an everlasting covenant of peace with his people. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And our prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
God, our Father, fountain of goodness, creator of all that is, you have made us in your own image. You have given us life and reason and love for one another, setting in our hearts a hunger for you. In darkness, you are our light, in adversity and temptation, our strength. You bear patiently with our folly and sin, granting us your law to guide us and your prophets to renew our faith. In the fullness of time, you came to us in love and mercy in Jesus Christ, your living word, full of grace and truth. He lived among us, declaring your forgiveness and revealing your wisdom in works of mercy and in his word of power. For us, he suffered and died upon the cross. By death, destroying death. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your people, gathered together in every time and place to glorify your holy name. With them and all the company of heaven, we join in the unending hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, pour out your Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, excuse me, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, Lord, we obey his command with this bread and this cup, by which we recall his death and resurrection, the source of our life and salvation. Grant that we who share in this holy sacrament may be united by your Spirit and grow into your perfect love. Bring us with those who have done your will in every age into the light of your presence and the joy of your kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you in songs of everlasting praise, blessing and honor. Amen. As our Savior taught us and his disciples, we pray. Our Father,
We forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. Power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The things of God for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to God the Father. I apologize for losing my voice in that. The Word made flesh, no more words. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Those who come to me shall not hunger. And those who believe in me shall never thirst. So draw near with faith. The risen Lord is here. Come and meet him. Receive his living bread, his cup of salvation, his forgiveness, grace, and strength for this day and this week ahead. We will have continuous flow, and the steward will guide you coming from this side of the church to receive, to place your empty cup in the bowl, and then return to your seat. Together, let us pray. Faithful God, with these holy gifts, you have fed and strengthened us in Jesus Christ, your Son. Guide us on our way, that with all your faithful people, we may come to share the feast of your eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we conclude our covenant service this morning as we make this last hymn our prayer. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Spirit. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.
Should nothing of our efforts stand, no legacy survive, unless the Lord does raise the house in vain, its builders strive. To you who boast tomorrow's gain, tell me, what is your life? A mist that vanishes at dawn, all glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ, our King, all glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing, all glory be to Christ. His will be done, his kingdom come on earth as is above. Who is himself our daily bread? Praise him, the Lord our God.
Christ our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ.